about, I think, the house and so forth and various names. Up on top of the house, you have the what? You call that
the roof.
And the things that run around the roof to carry the water off so you don't get drips on. What do you call those?
Well, I've got one out here. The gutter, I guess.
And have you ever seen a house and a shed come together? You know, kind of like this. You had a shed built on the house. Come together kind of like this. You have any name for the place they come together? Ever heard of any type of name for that?
Gully, Valley, I think it's called Valley. That's what my daddy would call it.
And, your grandparents, did they have indoor plumbing or?
No.
What did they have?
They just had an outside tarn.
Ever heard any other terms for that?
Oh, I've heard all kinds of names. Little shack out back, the outhouse, and, I have a little story to tell about the cutest thing I think that I've ever heard about one. This home demonstration agent that I worked for, her daughter was doing, had finished college, and she was out doing welfare work. She was doing house calls and so forth. And she had was telling about going to different places, things that had happened. Well, she had a little daughter that was 4 years old. They wanted to go over to Orlando shopping. So I said, well, let me bring Sydney home with me and I'll keep her in the afternoon with her, take care of her. You all go ahead and come get her. Well, where we had lived, we had plumbing in the home, but the little outhouse was still standing. And so Sydney, she kept saying, well, I want to see what that is. What is that? And I took her out there and showed her where it was. So she said, can I use it? And I said, yeah, I'll let you use it. We don't use it anymore, but I'll let you use it. And the first thing she did when her mother came to get her, she said, oh, she said, Mama, she said, our house is just too old-fashioned. Said, we've got to have a cute little bathroom out and stuff out back. She talked about that. Bathroom out back.
It's funny how kids are reacting. My grandfather owned a farm over, rented out a farm in Georgia. And so we used to go there sometimes in the summers. Oh, I must have been 7 or 8, my sister about 4, who went over there. And Jane had to go out to the outhouse, and mother took her out there. Jane sat down, you know how chickens will sometimes get in there. And Jane sat down, by the time she heard that chicken squawking, she jumped in and ran out. We never got her back in there the whole time she was there.
Well, when we first came out here to live, my sister was just 4 years old. And she had never been out in the country and around like the rest of us. And the first night that we were out, we were outside. We were building a porch across the front of the house, a big porch. And we were sitting out underneath the tree, and the owl, a great big old hoot owl, came, landed in the tree, and he was hollering, hoo, hoo, hoo. She began to get up a little bit closer to Mother, and she'd say, Mama, what's that owl saying? She said, well, he said, hoo hoo, hoo hoo. And about the third time, she said, well, what did he say then? She said, well, hoo hoo, who are you? And she said, well, please tell him who we are so you hush.
You mentioned the hoot owl. Do you have any other kinds of owls around here?
You know, we have little screech owls, they call them. There's another name for them, but I don't know what they're called.
A screech owl, they're smaller.
Yes, they are real small.
What's some of the other kind of birds that you have?
We have the one, my favorite, are the cardinals. And the